Sometimes I go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'ma lie about a more than. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded. You know what is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Go take a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever, and cute as can be. You can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Ah, morning, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. How's everybody doing today, huh? Leroy, how you doing today?
I'm good.
A couple days. Look, thank you, by the way. Leroy.
Two in a row.
Leroy, here two in a row, but Leroy brought me a present. He brought me a six-pack of Cider Boys.
Cider Boys.
What? This was one of the only good things about Indianapolis. When I went to this place called The Eagle,
yes.
I just randomly picked something on their menu. I was like, hey, give me this strawberry apple hard cider thing.
Oh.
And I just, you never know. Like, I'm usually rolling the dice.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll just pick beers based on whatever the tap cover is. Like, yeah, what is that? What is that, a Yeti on your tap? I'll give you that one.
That's pretty good.
And it'll taste terrible. You know, it won't taste good at all.
It tastes like a Yeti.
Leroy got me a six pack of these. He goes, I got you. And lo and behold, you got it. Where did you find this?
I was gonna say, where did you even get that
from? What is it? Total Wine.
That place is nice.
I got the variety pack. So I got four flavors.
Did you try any of it last night?
No, I haven't tried it. It's not. I got to get it cold.
The strawberry is really good.
What's
have strawberry. They have pineapple. They have 5%. It's
5%
cider.
Okay.
Yeah, it's nothing.
Chilling.
No. Well, you guys can bowl it. It's all the golden monkey got me.
All right.
Guys get knocked over like a couple of windsocks.
No way.
You and him with the drinking.
He's calling us Joel Embiid, dude.
You guys are a couple of Joel Embiids with a couple of brews in you.
What are you talking about?
Oh, dude. Oh,
that's 9%. That is a respectable.
That guy's got to relax. 9%. It's beer.
Never believe that you took
It's all up here.
Season.
It's no. all up here.
No, it's not.
It's all up here.
No way, dude.
Although I will tell you, this past weekend, I filled my water bottle up with a... just tequila and Capri Sun.
Oh.
And it was the first time I had drank in a while, and I was
man, were you by the pool or was
it
sun
was
too?
Hot as hell out.
Woo.
Dehydration. Anyway, let's get to our headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
What's wrong?
Because I can't get it to my computer.
You look like you were struggling with the computer.
Every two, we trust. You know what? Okay. I'm not coming here anymore.
Oh, why not?
Damn it.
No, don't do that.
We lost him.
How do you want me to log you into my account?
We lost
him. No, I have this right here, but that's not the point. Like, to get into the same stuff, the password is different in this computer than my home computer.
Al Nagel says
safety. Who cares about safety? We don't everything. Something's always wrong.
They're trying to do that to me in the company too. They want me to sign up for another app because they're like, we want you.
Oh yeah,
because you need access to the social media. I don't want the access to the social media.
Yeah, I'm good.
I'm not signing up for anything else more. Somebody else can tweet from QAM. Yeah. I'm not doing it. I have too many. I have access to too many things.
True.
I don't want any more access. Yeah. I want somebody else to have the access, and that's it. All right.
No way, dude. Oh my god, dude. This guy pulled the prices right.
Wow.
I can't believe it.
Wait. You know what the worst part is? You have to understand the process of determining this. First of all, he goes, well, we can see if she's coming. Let's see if she's logged in.
Yep.
Not logged in. What time will she get here?
Yeah. Once we saw she wasn't there, I nailed it, dude.
And school hasn't even started yet.
We need to start having prizes on this.
That's right.
We need to start having prizes on this. By the way, JFig just walked in at 10:08, which was our pre-show prediction for me.
Not me.
Leroy said 10:15. He had no faith, JFig.
Yeah.
Margo said 10:07. I priced his right at him.
I can't believe he did that, dude. I am a victim right now. So crazy.
So exciting. Wow.
We do need prizes. A stuffed animal would be perfect.
Yeah, we need something.
This is good.
Maybe we'll have a stuffed Washington.
Is it time for is it time for video assistance over there?
What do you mean?
Steph.
I don't know.
Yeah. You smell lovely. Like the whole
Yeah, you look like you're being business today. You got meetings or something?
The whole aroma of the room changed as soon as you walked in.
Is that aroma?
Aroma.
Aroma? Maybe. Aroma? I'm glad. Does it smell like mayo in here?
It smells like mayo.
Mayo?
Male?
Oh, male.
What are you talking about?
Mm. All right. Oh, it looks like we got some Dolphins news.
Ooh. I had to drive by the stadium today.
Did you? It was that bad?
So
it was pretty bad.
No, it didn't. I'm getting down here in 30 minutes, dude. Down here way early. I'm leaving at like quarter to.
Well, there was when I was taking the turnpike down. There was some pretty bad rain. I think that slowed it up.
Oh, rain in South Florida. Hey, can I just say this, folks? You live in South Florida. You have been around rain your whole damn life. Why do we act like it's an earthquake when it rains for 5 minutes? On the roads. It's terrible.
Dolphins news. The Dolphins are releasing veteran defensive tackle Tyre Tarte, according to Adam Schefter.
Whoa.
So the first guy they signed to replace Christian Wilkins hit the bricks.
And what I would say is this. That has more to do with the young guys looking really good, right? Now, I don't know, and a lot of times, to be fair, a lot of times they make these decisions early with the veterans so they can have a chance to go somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean? The younger guys, they cut later because maybe they can bring them back on the practice squad. So that's kind of how that works, the reason why they did it early. Or to be fair, maybe he wasn't getting a whole bunch of playing time and he went to the organization and said, just release me.
Maybe. Now, Marcos.
Yes, sir.
You had a lovely day yesterday.
I did indeed.
It was your significant other's birthday?
30th birthday.
So, question, yeah. Real quick.
Yeah.
If she had a whole weekend celebration.
Correct.
Right? Do you still have to do something on her actual birthday?
I feel like I would have had to, but.
Here's the deal.
Two other people did.
Two other people.
Yeah, so I was bailed out.
Now.
Yeah.
I am going to give you your first lesson.
Yes.
In a long-term relationship.
All right.
On that day.
Yep.
You. And only you.
Only me.
Should be the one. Mm-hmm. Doing all the stuff. You got it. It has you have to do it.
All right.
Simply because, right? She going somewhere else, or somebody else is treating her on her birthday, right? You get lost in the mix. I don't care who it is. I don't care if it's mom and them.
Yeah.
I don't care who it is. On that's like saying
sometimes you know, I like getting lost in the mix.
What's
that? Yes,
Valentine's Day.
Sounds like I can sneak a nap.
That's why he has a mixed bag, guys.
Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Birthday, and if you're up north, I hate you. Sweetest day,
ugh.
Which is Valentine's Day in the winter.
Mm.
Yes.
You made that up.
You got no. I did not.
All right.
You got to be. You got to be the person. You got, like it. It just. It is what it is.
So what do I do when her aunt shows up with balloons and a cake? I got to box her out?
I mean, no, we got something planned. Because you plan something. You can't ever say, oh, that means I don't have to do nothing because somebody else
did. Yeah, you don't get to pass the buck.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Dude.
Yeah, someone else brought pizza. Ooh,
hey.
So good.
Hey.
So you basically, you.
Yeah.
You allowed the hot
she's
tag.
She's waiting on you, by the way.
Oh, it was good. Yeah, it was good.
Hey, let me explain something to you.
Yep.
You're setting a bad tone. I'm telling you now.
Bad precedent.
You said I'm telling you now. Because guess what? Yeah. Y'all go get the argument.
Yeah. You got a good present?
Here's how the argument's gonna go.
I did.
You got a good present.
I got a good present. And you know, this weekend was pretty expensive.
No. Yeah. Hey.
Yep.
Here's how the argument's gonna go.
Uh huh.
Right? Y'all go get into it one time, might be 17 years from now.
Yep.
Oh, kind of like you left it to everybody else to celebrate my birthday when I was 30?
Yeah, I was a plus one at her 30th birthday party.
Hey, I'm telling you. Hey.
Dangerous game.
Come on, Marcus. That's her big 3-0.
You have been pretty warned. Good. Be careful now. Yeah. You have been warned.
Okay, that's fair.
So,
yeah. It was a good time. Two cakes. Can't ask for anything more. Pizza?
Did you get a cake?
No.
Dude, you didn't get a cupcake or something?
Did you feel a frostiness from her because of this?
No. Because of this specifically? No. But I know that everything I did good this weekend no longer matters because...
You didn't do nothing on her birthday!
No, it's a different thing now. It's today is no longer her birthday. You know, we're back to normal, all right? You had the weekend, the
cupcake. Oh, so you reset?
Yeah. Because, hey, listen, my birthday... 6 days,
hey,
baby.
Hey,
come on, dude.
Hey,
6 days away.
Hey,
yeah.
I'm telling you,
we're moving on. We turned the page already.
I'm telling you,
yeah.
You're sucker. Playing with fire.
Yeah.
You are playing with fire. You don't realize it because you're young, but I'm telling you, this a few years from now.
Yeah, but what I want to know what particularly so what frostiness did you have you felt since the reset that you thought you reset.
Okay, so we had a great weekend, like I mentioned.
Oh, so Monday night you say not your birthday, so what are we doing on my birthday?
Let Frog Boy have the floor.
Okay, go.
We went out this weekend, which is great. Great opportunity to, feel young again as you turn into 30, right? Which requires an extensive process of getting ready.
Mm-hmm.
This is Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
The sink in our bathroom had makeup. Whatever tools women use.
Yeah.
Tool, because you got to put stuff on here to make sure.
I got you. Okay.
So many things in the sink, right?
Mm-hmm.
But this was Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
It is now Tuesday, right? I had a call this morning. Hey, did you turn the water on in the sink? Oh, today? Maybe not. I mean, maybe it's been 4 days. So yeah, maybe I did real quick. You ruined my makeup. You're dead to me.
What?
now I'm getting text messages saying, oops, accidentally. And my response is.
Oh, so like there's makeup still in the sink as if it's like a holster?
Guys,
on the edge.
I love my
Why
lady.
Did you do that?
Okay, God forbid, water comes out of the sink, guys. She just puts stuff on flat surfaces. If there's a flat surface, I love this woman. She's going to put something on it.
Mm.
In the sink, we've had plants. And I'm not talking about a plant in a cup. I'm talking about a potted plant in my sink. Because she's like, I'm going to put water on it. 2 days go by, and now I'm brushing teeth like the jungle.
Hold on, question.
Why does it sound like you're brushing your teeth in the kitchen?
No,
because only the kitchen has a flat sink.
How do 2 days go by and you have to use the sink beforehand?
I have a flat sink.
Within those 2 days?
I have a flat sink.
Had I used the... Yeah.
How have you not removed the plant or the makeup from there?
The plant, I had to move. It is now in the shower.
You're playing with fire.
That's the thing. I don't know what that stuff is. I don't want to touch anything. But real quick,
you don't want to touch anything. You want to put water in it?
I just gotta use the restroom real quick. Just gotta rinse. But I'm not sitting here scrubbing, doing the ABCs.
I understand.
But just a little quick. Because God forbid I don't. You didn't wash your hands. I mean, there's stuff in the sink.
Mm.
4 days of not moving the stuff in the sink. Maybe it got a little wet. Maybe I damaged some makeup.
I think you should go ahead and replace it.
What?
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
First time you done it?
Ruined her makeup with water? Yeah, probably.
Liar.
No, this is not the first
time.
I've turned the water on real quick, but it's usually like clothes, She doesn't know. The water will dry.
So we got real...
How do you not notice when you turn things on?
Oh, I totally notice, but it's more of me making a stand of like, why are we putting stuff in the sink? Why are we storing things in the sink?
It's in the sink? Or
it's
when you say,
in the sink. Because
when you say in the sink, I'm very confused because like in my bathroom, there is a flat...
Surface.
Pavilion vanity surface.
Yeah.
And then there's a sink.
Correct.
You're saying she
I have
puts
an elevated
makeup.
Sink. It's in a concave thing.
Okay.
Almost if you would take a helmet, put it upside down.
Right.
How it's
so
on
it's
top of
in the sink.
It's in the freaking sink.
It's in the sink. It's not outside the sink.
Nope. There's a counter space already occupied
Why is
by
it
her,
in
by
the sink?
Way. Why is it in the sink?
I think I've switched sides here. I think I'm on Frog Boy's side.
The sink, hey. Dude. 4 days in the sink. 1 day, hey, we got to go. I'm just going to leave this here.
You guys like supremely hungover from this weekend? You can't put away the makeup?
Well, one day we were. So I'll give her one day. That Sunday, she's like, whoa, this is 30. And I was like, yeah, this is 30. It's not good. But, you know, Monday goes by, Tuesday morning, and now I'm getting a call about it. So anything I did this weekend is null and void. Who knows how my birthday is going to go?
Because of makeup?
Because I ruined some makeup. Because
makeup's pretty expensive.
Yeah, well, you better go buy some makeup on the way.
Well, I gotta buy makeup.
Here's what I was
saying. What makeup do I even buy?
Now.
No.
Time to take a picture of the sink.
Here's your second lesson in relationships.
Yep.
You have a valid argument. You have a valid point.
Yeah.
But I suggest you take your ass somewhere and replace that makeup.
Yeah, you better at least get a gift.
On a regular day, maybe I'll take your side. But on her birthday week?
Come on.
Wait. Here.
I actually don't think
I just say this? You can't leave stuff in the open that others are going to go by that don't realize how expensive they are.
I get that, yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So if he looks in the sink. He don't know if that came from Sephora, whatever that place is.
Ulta.
Yeah. Or Walmart. Mm-hmm. He don't know.
Yeah,
right?
You need to.
He don't know if she got the expensive stuff or like.
Here's what I suggest. You don't want your birthday. Like, if your birthday wasn't 6 days away.
6 days away.
Maybe you have a better stand.
She goes, throw water on everything you love.
You better. Hey, you better go home and look at the brands.
Yep.
Right? If you want to have anything close to what you think your wife had on her birthday.
Right.
I would suggest.
If you want to make like the Cuban tree frogs.
Even though you have a valid point.
Promo code SHOWPONY.
But as you will learn, valid points in arguments with a significant other don't matter. Great. The only thing that matters is happiness and getting through it.
But here's another thing.
Yeah.
Don't get too cute.
Oh,
so okay. Like what I mean by this is, don't go get her like a makeup case or anything like that.
Nah.
Because then you're also bringing attention to how she messed up by putting the makeup in the sink.
Okay, what about a gift?
Just get, that's good.
Good.
Makeup's like good. Yeah, the makeup gift card's good, but you got to figure out where to get it.
Oh.
Like Leroy
said.
I'm going
to take a picture of the sink so I can see what you messed up, and then I'll help you out. Okay?
Yeah, well.
But ultimately, you're a bum.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
That's it. Bum. Hey, listen, relationships are very touch and go.
Bum!
You could be on, like, just this hell of a run. It could go for weeks. Hell, it could go for years. And then you do something, and y'all not talking for a week. Why and you sink? Can't do nothing about it.
Like throwing water on makeup.
Why the sink?
Wait, but she made it sound like you were just in there with taking a bath.
Yeah. And honestly, it was underneath other things. What am I?
Why are you using your sink for storage?
If there's a flat surface.
Or you know what you could do?
Yeah.
Here's what you should do. Now, here's what Leroy would do to make my point.
Oh, Lord.
Right? I would take my bathroom stuff, right, and put it downstairs in the kitchen and then start brushing my teeth by the silverware.
And then
why are you brushing your teeth down here? Because there's no room in the bathroom where I'm supposed to be able to brush my teeth.
Cool. Wow. Don't do that.
Honestly, I do stuff like that, to be honest.
Listen. Subtle jabs. Subtle jabs.
I'm going to shave in the kitchen.
Let me say, no, you know, you go, look, you go shave in the kitchen just one time. You know, why are you shaving down here? Why'd you shave in the bathroom? Because
no one's going to eat
it. I don't want to wet your makeup
or your potted plant. Okay. Or,
here's the problem, though.
What?
What if she says thank you? And now you're stuck kitchen brushing.
Now you just start screaming, no! That's when you erupt, and I'll allow it.
You're a kitchen brusher. So you got to clean a fork, clean your teeth. Yeah. As you will soon find out that your areas.
Oh, dude!
When you
once
you
baby tadpole gets some teeth,
your area.
I've been relegated to kitchen brushing before,
kitchen.
But not by choice. Like I've just been boxed out of my bathroom. Like
wait till your kids
brush
start
myself somewhere.
Your kids start.
Yeah.
Or wait until Sophie and your wife use the same stuff, so you're never gonna have any free time in the bathroom. Hey, my bathroom! I just need to grab something real quick, Dad. Cover up.
Take a break. Back after this. know, I'm glad you played this song, Marcos, actually.
Why is that?
Well, I'm very upset that the Jimmy Butler, the Jimmy Buffett estate. We were talking Jimmy Butler during the break. We'll get to a Jimmy Butler story that's pretty funny right now.
Yeah.
But the Jimmy Buffett estate put the Knicks on.
Fins up. Yeah.
But did I not hear at the game this past week when the Dolphins first scored, did they not play Jimmy Buffett?
Yeah, is that, are we?
What's going on? Are we allowed to do fins up or not? Because, by the way, the players are still doing it and the coach is still doing it.
Yeah.
I don't like the fact that Jimmy Buffett came in here, or his estate, excuse me, the late great Jimmy Buffett, who was a great South Florida sports fan, once got kicked out of a Heat game.
Yeah.
An OG, all right? Love Jimmy Buffett.
Yep.
But his estate, they don't want fins up being the Dolphins thing anymore. They tried to put the claim on that, and I don't like that. Like, once a thing's a thing, it's a thing.
Yeah, too late. What are you like?
Yeah, too late.
You can't take that out of my brain.
It's in the vernacular of sports fandom anymore.
You do this thing, and you say fins up.
Yeah,
it just happens.
Yeah, I don't. I didn't like that, but I noticed at the game
Mike McDaniel can't even run on the field.
He did it anyway. But that's what I'm saying. The players are doing it anyway, but like they can't have it as their official slogan anymore. It used to be their official thing. Fins up. Like you'd be like fins up. You put a little hashtag fins up. Mm. Little Dolphins logo. You put on the shirts. Fins up. And so I'm just very confused.
Why it is amazing. That it's hard to breathe.
Yeah.
It's hard to get up in the morning because you're going to offend somebody. You can't say this. You can't say that.
Or I'm going to get sued. Yeah, like I don't understand.
When is it going to get out of hand?
I don't know. But everybody's still doing the fins up.
And it's still a hashtag. Like I'm looking right now. People as recent as an hour ago, the Up and Adams show, interviewed Tua. They put hashtag fins up. Like, Twitter still responds to that.
Everybody
hashtag.
Knows fins up is fins up.
Get out of here.
I don't like that Jimmy Buffett estate.
Estate.
Yeah, Jimmy Buffett, the greatest.
Legend.
It's estate. Greedy.
Bastards. Don't you have enough? What's those Margaritaville rooms?
This Margaritaville's popping up all over the place. Jeez, dude, I think so we have a Margaritaville getting built over here.
You know what? I wouldn't be surprised.
Margaritaville's up the wazoo.
It's crazy.
And with water parks now.
Look at that.
They have water parks on the boat? Or is like in the Margaritaville?
Oh, no, in the Margaritaville.
I've never been to a Margaritaville.
We did one event with promotions one time where they showed us.
At the one in Hollywood or Fort Lauderdale?
Yeah, they showed us the suite one time.
That's kind of cool.
I think if like someone was staying there and Jimmy Buffett like showed up and was like, hey, I want that suite, they kick him out of the suite.
Crazy. Yeah,
Jimmy Buffett's here, sir.
Jimmy Buffett was great. Was a great South Florida sports fan. And it is a shame, and I don't think he would want. When he was alive, I don't think, and you know, timing seems to be coincidental with this. I don't think he would have liked, you know, the estate taking away fins up. So, but I noticed. I was like, wait a minute. It was when Sanders hit that bomb, that 58-yard bomb ski during the preseason. I'm like, they playing Jimmy Buffett? Because I'm telling you, if I was Garfinkel, I would have been petty.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
I'd have been like, oh yeah,
and just not play it, just.
Yeah, be like, oh, really?
Yeah.
But you know what? Good to see him sticking with tradition. I guess, you know what? That's Garfinkel is a bigger man than me.
That's right.
The problem is you got to give the fans what they want.
Right. That is true. But everybody, Mike McDaniel's still doing his Finn thing. Tua was did it when he got his contract. Everybody's still doing it. But I guess they just can't make shirts with it or something.
Yeah.
Which, I guess, opens up a market for the bootleg shirt industry.
Oh, that's true. That is true.
The shirt you can buy right outside the stadium.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes better than the shirts that you can get on Fanatics.
Sometimes those shirts get vulgar. They're like, bleep, I'm a Dolphin. I'm like, oh, my God. Wow.
Listen, everybody has the Michigan-Ohio State shirt that sold before the big game with one school peeing on the other school. Right? Everybody. It just, like, always.
Was that the basis of Catholics, Convicts, like the merch that was being sold outside of
the
zoo?
That was the base of that whole story.
Yeah.
Nice. Pretty good.
Dead South says the Dolphins logo only pops up for hashtag GoFins. Yeah, it's annoying. Let me have my logo back. I know it's a small thing because there used to not be logos on hashtags.
Yeah.
But still, I want it there.
It's like one of the one cool things about Twitter still. Get my little.
Other thing else.
say, look. Somebody said it right. Now, let's just say dorsal fin up.
Gotta be oddly specific. Maybe we'll switch over to dolly fins.
Stop.
Yeah, now we're talking.
Okay. And it'll be like an emoji, a pit bull with a dolphin.
I mean,
He's not far off. Like, if he was to do, I'm sure there's going to be a show one day where he does, you know, where he's surfing on the dolphin while performing.
Yeah, for sure.
Uh-oh.
It's coming.
Jazz yep. Chisholm, left game in seventh inning.
Yeah, I think it was his shoulder. I think it's minor, though. I think he said it was minor. We'll see.
Yeah, if it was Marlins, he's missing a month.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That's the point.
Yeah, right. No rush.
What's We're real point? Close to the end of the season. Like, I can't believe with all the stuff that has been going on this year, baseball just zipped by without a care, right?
Down here, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, down here, for sure. Like, what's to care about?
I mean, even when they were bad, we would always still talk about certain players or something. Like, nothing.
Nah, we're in give-up mode, that's why. And, like, the payoff isn't as great as it is. Like, when you tank in other sports, you know, next year, I'm going to get a guy. In baseball,
I have no idea how to draft.
Yeah, no idea.
What the hell is going
on? And you think your draft pick, because here's what's most important in baseball. What's most important in baseball is having the rights the maximum amount of years before you got to give him a big contract. So you're never going to see that guy right away.
No. Sucks.
I don't like it. It's
I mean, who's the guy they drafted a couple of years ago that was like supposed to be all from, we went to Vanderbilt or Purdue.
J.J. Blade? Oh,
yeah, Blade. He's not even with the team. He got traded, right?
He was in the puck deal.
Right.
Okay. Blade. You guys have me looking for J.J. Blade. How dare you?
I think he had a moment this season.
Oh, did he?
I think he did.
Wouldn't be surprised to.
I think he did. 30 games under 500, though, you know?
Look at that.
Do. Tough sledding. Take a break. Tyreek Hill. He's talking bleep to new athletes. That's next.
Ready for action, nip it in the bud, we never relaxing. Outcast is everlasting, not clashing, not at all. But see my went to do a little acting. Now that's for anyone asking. Give me one and pass them. Drip, drip, drop, there it goes an orgasm. Now you coming out the side of your face, we tapping right into your memory bank. Thanks. So click at the ticket, let's see your seatbelt fast.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the show, Dolphins.
Will you take us until 2?
I will, because we don't have a guest to play today.
Okay. I gotta tell you,
maybe
I like,
later this week though. I'm working on something.
I like the. I don't know what it is. Like, for me, I've always thought that unless it's really important, like sometimes it's just filler. And I've listened to radio long enough, and sometimes I'm just turned off by it. But sometimes they're really fun. Like some of the guys we have.
I think everybody I get on, I want to make sure they're fun.
Right.
Filler.
Because we don't, like, yeah. Like, we always have, like, a purpose for having them on, a reason, or whatever. Some people just have them to, like, have them, like.
That's true.
Kick the tires on camp or whatever. We always say, hey, we want to ask so-and-so this. And, but I don't know what's the best way to do it, because some people believe in having a whole bunch of guests.
Yeah, and sometimes it just takes me, like, I gotta sit down and just do it. Like, I gotta be like, all right, I gotta send these emails. And then people are pretty good about it. But a lot of the times I just like talking bleep with you just to mess with you.
Do we wanna do somebody from somewhere in the city that the Dolphins are playing?
I'm working on that.
Oh, really?
We're
no, let me review your list.
I got my own list. I do have one radio superstition. I don't like saying who I'm working on because I feel like it jinxes.
Right. But no.
I'll tell you who it is off the air, though.
No. I'm just saying, for the cities, or are we just one person from a different.
No. I'm doing like, I thought you meant like get somebody to talk about the game this week.
No. I'm not necessarily this week, but I'm saying every week.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, but
still waiting on the.
But I need to. I need to approve your list.
I don't want
random Joe.
No. I'm not working on random Joe's. I wouldn't do that.
Okay. No. Because you know, oh, he's a radio station. It's our sister station.
No. Unless I know the guy. Unless I know the guy, okay. I know he's gonna be.
Yeah.
No, I'm not doing.
And if you know him, I know him.
Yeah.
So
what about the equipment guy?
I should work on that, JFig. I should get the Dolphins. Do you want to work on that? You want to reach out to the Dolphins?
They don't know me like that.
They don't know me like that either.
Oh. Who are you?
I can reach out to the Dolphins.
Well, the guy that used to really be good at it.
I'll try, but
oh man,
R.I.P. Yeah. R.I.P.
But anyway, speaking of the Dolphins, yesterday Tyreek Hill, he did his Tyreek Hill thing, is he likes to troll, and so yesterday doing an interview with Up and Adams, Kay Adams, and Noah Lyles has been making a lot of headlines lately. The professional athletes do not like him because he has besmirched the name of world champion.
Here's what he does, okay? A lot of times people look at track stars and say, why couldn't you play another sport? Oh, because you don't want to get hit or whatever. And a lot of times they'll then flip the script and try to minimize what other athletes are doing and make what they're doing that much more difficult. We've had the same conversations with baseball players. Me and Kenny Lofton used to go at it all the time because I'm like, ooh, him get a boo-boo on his pinky, out for 2 days, right?
And what would he say to you?
No, he says, you only play once a week. Hmm. I'm like, once a week? I'm like, do you see me? I'm like, it's off season. I got knots still on my body from the season.
Yeah, what, you're
you
only
pull
getting
a
that.
Hammy?
What'd you do? The only equivalent to that is like what, taking a fastball off the head?
Right. So now me and him could go at it because he was also a point guard in Final Four. So he played two sports. So it's a little bit different.
It's pretty crazy that Kenny Lofton Jr. is not his son.
that happened to me with the Canes recruit, the running back Chris Johnson Jr. I was like, we got Chris Johnson's son. He's going to be amazing. No, they got the same name, dude. They're both
Chris
fast.
Johnson is like, okay, there's a fair. Million
that's
of
fair.
Them.
No, that's fair. That's fair.
So I get it. Point is this, right? It's almost like a step up to say, I ran track and now I play football.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of sprinters know that, and they try to diminish taking that next step as if, oh, you went and played football because that football speed is different than this speed.
Right.
And Tyreek is like, hold on, player. Hold on. And this is where, I love it because, listen, Tyreek can go do what Noah Lyles can do. Noah Lyles can't go do what Tyreek is doing.
Totally.
And so,
yeah, remember that was
you got
to
be careful.
That used to be a thing with Usain Bolt. People used to be like, oh, could you put Usain Bolt on a football team?
Right. No.
And make him.
No.
And make him a football player.
I can't tell you how many times I created him in Madden.
Oh, did you really?
So many times.
Can I just tell you, and this is very important that everybody should notice in sports, right? We have all these people in football that take these measurables and try to determine how good a player is, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the most important thing about all of it is how you can use those talents on a football field. Like, people, when you say Tyreek Hill is fast. That's what everybody says. He is so fast. He's the fastest guy in the NFL. To me, as a football player, the thing that separates Tyreek Hill from every other player in the NFL is his ability to stop.
Oh, it's crazy.
And then go to that speed. So using your, how do you use, there's a lot of fast guys that play football that sit in their ass at home because they don't know how to use that speed. But Tyreek Hill is so start, change of direction. All these things that make that speed that much more dynamic. So when you say, oh, this guy's a burner, I always kind of say, okay, whatever.
Here was Tyreek Hill. This was on Up and Adams.
Sprinter Noah Lyles, he said that Super Bowl champs should not consider themselves world champions. What do you think of that?
Noah Lyles can't say nothing after what just happened to him. You know what I'm saying? Didn't he want to come out and pretend like he's sick? I feel like that's like horseradish. So for him to be, like, do that and say that we're not world champions of like our sport, says like, come on, bro, like, just speak on what you know about, you know what I'm saying? And that's track.
Would you like to race him when he gets home?
I will beat Noah Lyles.
You think so?
I will beat Noah Lyles.
Like, by a lot?
No, I wouldn't beat him by a lot, but I would beat Noah Lyles.
I'd like to see that happen.
And guess what? When I beat him, I'm going to put on a COVID mask.
Oh my God.
And let him know I mean business. Because I do mean business.
But that's it. See, here's the thing.
That's so great.
Here's the thing. There's a difference in, like, when you think of football and basketball players, right? The competitiveness in those two sports is more hand-to-hand, like you talking trash and dealing with somebody right across from you.
Mm-hmm.
So you are extremely competitive. It's a little bit different in baseball, and it's a little bit different in track, right? But that being said, I don't underestimate Tyreek Hill.
Beating him?
Yeah, I would not, simply because...
Apparently, you just got to make it a 200-meter race.
But that's just it. Like, a track person would say something like, you didn't beat me at my best sport.
Mm-hmm.
A football player would say, but I beat your ass. Right? Because he's competitive. And so I would love to see it just for all the trash talk, because Noah Lyles thinks he's talking trash. That ain't trash talk. Tyreek knows how to talk trash.
Tyreek Hill, and I think it's best put by Jalen Waddle on Twitter, he says he's a menace. Like, he right. will, even if he doesn't believe it, he's going to say it just to stir it up.
Right. But because here, there's certain athletes that, and I believe this too, that there were times where I had no business succeeding in a situation that I had success in. No reason. But I was so competitive that I just found a way to get it done. That's kind of where Tyreek is, right? When he was banged up, when he was hurt, you didn't know how hurt he was, but you could kind of see it. But he just felt that, hey, I'm just so competitive, I'm going to find a way through.
My favorite thing with the Tyreek Hill is when he's playing and then all of a sudden, like, he leaves to go get the IV and then he comes back and he's like Superman.
Right. Like, it's amazing. It's amazing. And I think that's one of the things that I miss about, you know, sports, because there's no other arena that you can talk the type of trash that is talked there and then just go have drinks afterwards, right? People are so offended. People feelings get hurt. You know, people get sensitive. And, you know, just to not have that part of it anymore, that was the funnest part of it. I didn't talk trash, but I used to definitely give the stink out of somebody that talked trash to me after I say, look who's on their back. What happened? Ooh, you really? I remember one time some guy he came up to hit me, and I just went right through him.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know he was hurt at the time, but I said, you really brought it that time, buddy.
Damn.
I'm just saying, even like, because you know, before the game when you're on the midfield, they always go to the running back because the running back don't say nothing, right? All day, it's gonna be over here all day. That's, you know, that's Crowder, right? All day. Oh, we're going to be at this all day. And then you dump truck him, and he's just like,
I guess right. It wasn't all day.
I say, no, we...
Early dismissal.
No, I go like this. Oof. Hey, it's 1:30. Are we done? Or we still... Because 1:30, we still got a few more hours of today. Like, you just... Like, yeah, so... But that was fun. Like, I didn't... And if you saw the guy at the bar, we have a drink and go... You know, the world isn't like that. So... I don't know if Noah Lyles can handle that, because Tyreek will say something or do something.
Well, he simply seems like, I don't know much about Noah Lyles, right. But I definitely think of the things we've seen since the Olympics and his beef with professional athletes, he definitely seems to have something very much against
the way. He's bitter that he can't play.
Yeah. Like,
that's what it sounds like.
Like, if you're going to not show up, you're going to disparage the title of world champions. You're going to not show up to an Anthony Edwards shoe launch because you're insulted they're even asking you.
Here's the deal. Here's basically what Tyreek said. You ready?
Yep.
You ain't a world champion. You ain't a world champion in one of your events, right? And if they show you the finish of that race, you still can't tell who won.
No.
Right? Don't come at me telling me I ain't a world champ when, yo... The only person that could really say that is like Usain Bolt, right? Oh, I'm like, dude. But he wouldn't say that.
Didn't he?
He said he was going to race somebody, but he didn't, like, Yeah, I just say
Usain Bolt though was like killing people,
right? But that's ridiculous. What I'm saying. Like, that's what was, I'm. And Tyreek is basically saying you ain't that guy.
Yeah, you. It wasn't even an event when he was there. It
right.
was to go. It was
you
like,
know what he did, right?
Hmm?
Do you know what he did? Like, so he would get $1 million bonus every time he broke the world record. So he wouldn't quite run as fast. So every final, he could break the record a little bit more. And that's how good he was.
Take a break. Get your training camp update coming on up. Back with more after this.